The Ghana Police Service has expressed dismay at its continued rating as the most corrupt institution in the country. Acting Director of Police Public Affairs, DSP Cephas Arthur, told Radio Ghana that the current police administration has instituted a lot of image cleansing measures, which he said are largely effective and successful. He is therefore at a loss as to why the current corruption perception index released by the Ghana Integrity Initiative could list the service as the most corrupt. DSP Arthur contends that these could be mere perception held for a long time and which refused to die, adding that the police will not feel demoralized by such comments. He spoke to Bubu Klinogo.
In these days, I feel a bit surprised when people still rate the police as the most corrupt institution in the country. I say this because these are times that, if anything at all, police is expecting something like a commendation rather than condemnation because of the measures the police administration has put in place to check some of these practices. The year 2010, the police administration, and specifically the IEP, launched the image cleansing campaign, which was targeted at weeding out all the miscreants from the service. Since the introduction of the intervention measure, you see that we have made a lot of strides in our fight against misconduct in the service. Apart from that, a lot of intervention measures by way of training and retraining have also been put in place. And ever since all these interventions were put in place, you see that the police service is responding so positively to it, such that professionalism is increasing, and such that comparatively, as far as other police institutions in the sub-region and even on the whole continent is concerned, the police service is rated so high. But we are happy that it remains purely perceptual.
But you know that perceptions stem out of what people feel, what people say, what people do, and that it's not just a mere perception, but because people have experiences, and you agree with me that the issue of extortion is still on the increase.
You see, that is a perception. Perception is not always the truth. Perception could be something that has come to be as a result of some past practices, and you know, perceptions die hard. If you, for instance, sampled about 100 people who said that police was the most corrupt institution, and you try to do a survey of them and find out from them whether or how many of them have suffered direct police corrupt act, you will see that, if I'm not exaggerating, about 70-80% will say that, no, not me directly, but I hear, or a colleague of mine told me, and so that is what I hear. Nonetheless, the police service is not daunted by some of these research works and other things. What we are bent on doing is to continue looking inward, doing soul searching, and weeding out the few miscreants who are throwing mad at our image.
Is it not also true that most of the measures that you have initiated are not very effective?
You cannot tell whether they are effective or not until they have yielded palpable dividends. And we are within. We know that they have yielded palpable dividends. And we'll continue to do that until we are able to attain near perfection.
One issue also is about discipline. You know, some of your men are not disciplined. Look at what happened at Comfort Not Teaching Hospital, where police can just go on a rampage vandalizing things.
If I would not be exaggerating, I would say that discipline is the first law within the service. And we cannot use the conduct of a few persons to generalize the situation. Yes, we know that a few of our men are going about misconducting themselves. That does not go to say that personnel of the service in general are in discipline. As I speak now, the gentleman whom you refer to, that is the DSP Ajayi Nimo of Kumasi, has been interdicted.
But our understanding is that he was not alone. There were about five. Why he alone being interdicted?
He is a senior police officer, and he is the person who the issue allegedly happened to. And upon he suffering the alleged brutality that he claims he suffered, he went back to make entries, according to him, and get boys to go and make an arrest. Nonetheless, the other junior officers who went with him are also under investigation, except that they are not on interdiction.
DSP Arthur also disclosed that the police administration and government are working hand in hand to improve conditions in the service by providing the necessary logistics and facilities.
When we come to motivation by way of uniform, these are times that the personnel of the service are highly motivated when it comes to uniform. Because gone are the days when the policeman had only one set of uniform, which he wore day in and day out, come rain, come shine, he wore. These days you go to the policeman's wardrobe and you count more than four different sets of uniform, each for different functions, for different responsibility. But if you are talking about other requisite police apparel for various duties. That is where we are a bit handicapped. But then the administration is making the effort, and the government is also making the effort to ensure that we get our requisite attire for the various operations that we undertake. When we come to logistics like vehicles, the situation used to be very, very abysmal in the past. But now, with time, the vehicle situation has improved, and now we have quite a number of vehicles in the system. Although we need some more, and the government has promised us some 700 vehicles coming, the situation is better. Our most nagging problem is accommodation, and I know the administration is in talk with the government, and efforts are being made to ensure that we get enough accommodation for our personnel.
You just mentioned accommodation. How do you feel over the delay in the execution of the STS housing deal, which is supposed to provide 30,000 housing units for the security services?
For now, what we can say is that we know the various parties to it, the various stakeholders are doing what they can do to ensure that it comes to fruition. So until it comes, we have to make do with other alternatives. When it comes, that one will be a bonanza for us.
Election 2012 is just around the corner. How are you strategizing to ensure that there is peace during, before and after the elections?
Police has started putting measures in place, and as 2012 own is also pending, police administration has even started putting the preliminary measures in place, and when it peaks, the general public will be informed about what we are doing. For now, it is early days yet to just come out or divulge all that we are putting in place. But what we can say is that we assure the people of Ghana that the police will be up to the task.
Acting Director of Police Public Affairs, DSP Cephas Arthur.